Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I was unhealthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Featuring the dispersion of Hall Cattle Company's Oklahoma division, including 55 fall calving Limflex females and 17 fall bred Limflex heifers, just to name a few. Call 580-597-3006 or go to CoyoteHillsOK.com for a catalog. The annual Limflex and Limousine production sale, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5. Well, cash cattle activity continues to trickle into the market with some light trade yesterday. We saw trade midweek at $120 in our part of the country. Now, this underlying support in the market follows the focus on packers slowly increasing daily and weekly slaughter levels as the industry tries to move back to a more normal status. There's still a backlog of market-ready cattle due to the previous production losses during April, but traders are closely focusing on today's cattle on feed report and weight breakdown summaries in order to get a better idea of the overall feedlot situation through the early summer months. Movement in the hog complex has been a mixed bag through the week, with prices moving in a choppy and generally inconsistent pattern due to traders trying to adjust to current supplies while anticipating future demand. Strong triple-digit gains in nearby hog futures continues to focus on the underlying need for packers to gain access to daily supplies that are slowly growing. Wheat markets are lower overnight, with Chicago leading losses down 6 to 7 cents in most contracts. For the week, Chicago wheat is still up 8 3/4 cents, thanks to the previous two sessions, and will leave a solid candle on weekly charts after making new lows for the move, but managing a higher close. Weaker corn prices overnight, with July corn looking to close lower for the third straight session after trading to one-month highs on Tuesday. Strong export sales and concern over prevented planting acres in the western Corn Belt and northern plains were not enough to offset a generally favorable view of the 2020-21 crop and poor domestic demand. The soy complex is lower overnight, with soybean oil leading losses as most contracts find themselves over 1% lower on the session. Malaysian palm oil was down over 1.5% overnight after trading to one-month highs on Thursday. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle up 40 cents at 98.80, August up 60 at 98.22, August feeder cattle down 12 cents at 128.87, September down 37, 130.12, June hogs up 247, 59.35, and July was up 137, 57.17. On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, July up 1 1/4, 554.5, September was up 2 cents, 561 3/4, Chicago wheat, July up 2 1/4, 516, September up 3.5, 518 3/4. July corn down 1 3/4, 317 3/4. September is down 1 1/4, 323. July soybeans down 11 3/4 at 335. August is down 10 3/4 at 838.5. July cotton's down 50 cents at 5806. And December down 9 cents at 5870. On the crude, July down $1.90, 3202.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.